as I don't know, what is it, senior class that you took? It is senior that the Sunday school you're teaching? Is that the senior class? Adult, okay. So I appreciate that. Secondly, I'm happy to hear about the blood. There is power in the blood. How many of you know the power of the blood? Amen. I don't have time to explain because we all get out at 12 o'clock. If it is my home church, it will be at 3 o'clock. It's okay. Anyhow, there is power in the blood. If there's no blood, you won't be alive. The very life of you is in the blood of your flesh. So this morning I like to share with you about the power of the Holy Ghost. I appreciate my son, Ranjit Finney, and I call her my daughter. She is my adopted daughter, not daughter-in-law. And for bringing me down here, he is really pastoring one of the Indian churches in the Garland, Dallas area. This morning he got permission from his senior pastor so that he can be with us, and I appreciate him. Bring me down here. And so anyhow, I like to turn your attention to a scripture that is from Genesis 24 and 58. Our style in India is that the people in the congregation read the scripture loud to us. Should I do that, or are you going to read, or I'm going to read? Which one do you prefer? Me reading? Okay. All right. That is 24 and 58. Oh, appreciate you standing for the reading of the word. And they called, everybody. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to say, "I will go with this man this morning." We give you all the power, glory, might in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. This morning I want you to know that if I title, I don't normally have to title a sermon in India, but since you are taping this and you guys are tuned to that, I like to title this like "A Trip with the Holy Ghost." Amen. This morning the Holy Spirit is asking you whether you would go with him. Amen. Amen. If you go with this man called Eliezer, the destiny of your life, the future of your life, everything will be changed. You never be the same once you start the journey. I thank God I met this man called the Holy Ghost. Amen. This person is, I wouldn't say most important. This person is the very important person in the Godhead. I hope you understand my language. I just came back from India, so this is the first, second type English message. So I don't think I'll have much problem changing from my language to English yet. But I've been preaching only in my language, and coming here and preaching to you in English, it takes the Holy Ghost to help me. Okay, I hope that you understand things that I say. You may have to pay a little attention, and then you'll get everything I say. Now, Holy Ghost is the author of the Bible that you have in your hands. You may think that, who wrote it? Didn't David wrote some of it? Didn't Peter, John, those guys, didn't they write it? Yes. But every scripture is the inspired word of God. The inspiration of God. Amen. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, that which enabled John, Peter, David and so forth and so on, all those people were enabled to write this wonderful book. Amen. And this is the book, as Isaiah 55 and 11 says, the word of God, every word that came out of God's mouth, amen, they are powerful. Secondly, that word will never go back to him without accomplishing his purpose. I thank God for God's word this morning. So Holy Ghost is behind that. Now, we all know about the triune God or the Trinity. And a lot of people have problem. Some people believe in oneness. Some people don't believe in the personality of the Holy Spirit, which called Jesus only people. But I thank God, my God is a triune God. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Some symbol, it is like water. In water, there is steam. It could be turned into a solid form called ice, or it could be pure water. Come on, people. Just like the sun. The sun, you see, there is that circle thing that you see, which nobody can really see with your eye, called sun. But from the sun, you see, there is light. And moreover, in the sun, there's chemicals coming to this earth. That's why our seeds grow as you plant on this earth, because of the help of the chemicals that is provided from the sun. So sun, when you say, you only see a circle thing, but moreover, there is other factors involved in it. Just like that, in God, God the Father, in God, God the Son, in God, God the Holy Ghost. I thank God for God, the triune God. Give him a big hand offering this morning. Thank God for the mighty God, the everlasting, everlasting. Hallelujah. So, I want to get into my subject. This morning I want you to know, the scripture I read is from Genesis. And the most important person as far as I'm concerned is Abraham as a man in the book of Genesis. He so happened to be my great father. Amen. Jewish people claim that he's their father. But I thank God, as believers, we have faith in Christ. Through Christ, we become the seed of Abraham. Aren't you glad that we belong to his family? We are the seeds of Abraham. Now, this family, as they obeyed God. See, it takes obedience to be called a father. Hello? He become father of the believers of faith. If you only believe God, then you could have the same name. I could share a lot of experience with me, what happened in my life, how God enabled me to really come to that place to be called a father for many, many nations. It's all because you believe in him. I continue with the scripture. So, he believed God for his word. How many of you really believe God at his word? Come on. When there is no possibility, can you believe God? Hello. I just saw him. See, now listen. Can you believe God beyond possibility? Can you believe God when everybody said never will happen? Come on. Can you believe God when you are getting out of age? Come on. Amen. But this morning the Lord is speaking to you. He will fulfill his promise on account of obeying and believing. Believing means obeying. Listen to what God said. He said, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Then you believe that. You pick it up and continue with the Holy Ghost. You never can go wrong. No, let me come back to the power of the Holy Ghost. So, this young man,
I just put him as a young man in a way. And he came out of his house with his family and went on, and God did what he said. This morning I believe there are people who are sitting here waiting to see whether the promise God made to you may not be fulfilling. But the Lord said, I will do that which I said. Come on. Come on. In my life I could bring hundreds of examples, experiences that I have, believing that God will do that which he said. Even that where I am standing because I believed God for his promise. Hello? Hallelujah. So there are promises, not because somebody said, but because when you read the word of God, you have seen or heard with your ears, inside out, you heard from God that he is going to do something. Don't look at the conditions right now. Things may not look just like you thought it would be. But the Lord is saying, it is not by might, not by sight, but I will do that which I said. I see a release of the power of God, anointing of the Holy Spirit this morning. Finally, after 25 years of waiting, he received his promise. Pastor, I don't know, for some reason, every time I come here, I have to prophesy to you. It is only because the Holy Spirit. Don't look at the pews. The promise will fulfill. Urashakana. Oh, hallelujah. We haven't talked to each other. Not even for direction. I only talked to you one time. But I know the heart this morning, there is power in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost going to fill this place. Amen. Amen. You know, I went to his church last time when I came. There wasn't that many people. But the Lord spoke to us that time. There are going to be new families coming. There are going to be places. Blessing going to move in there. But when I come this time, I see more families, more people, more things. See, bringing people is not only the promise, but people alone is not the promise, but God going to bring, praise God, power along with the people. You got what I'm saying? God going to bring people with money. God going to bring people with talents. God going to bring people with anointing. God going to bring many other resources into this church, because as he promised, he will fulfill his promise. If God said it, I believe it. I feel the anointing this morning. So anyhow, let me say, the power of the Lord moved in the life of Abraham. Here is a man who is 99 and his wife is 89 in the name of Jesus. And after 20 years being a barren. Amen. It is the culture. It is the custom. In those days, that woman shouldn't be coming out of a room that is prepared for her. Because any woman without a child is a curse. But I thank God, the day three people walked into that house, who served the meal? Abraham served the meal, not Sarah. Why? She is kept in a room as a cursed woman because she doesn't have any children. I'm telling you something. I feel in my spirit there are people close themselves in and without expressing the real feeling, going through the agony of thinking, am I a curse? Am I someone that people hate? Where am I? What can I do to come out of this problem? But this morning the Lord is saying, regardless of the prison, of the mind, of the heart you are in, this is the day the promise is going to come true and you're going to come out of your room. You know, when those three angels, we teach that, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, those angels came and asked for Sarah. Where is Sarah? Sarah is in that room because she doesn't have any children. She is totally bound to a certain area. I feel the anointing in me. I know a lot of people doesn't see my ministry. They think I'm charismatic or something. I am not. I'm a full-blooded holiness man. There's no second choice on that. But I tell you something this morning, whether you call me charismatic or enigmatic, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is upon me, ministering to me, sister. This is the time. This is the hour. This is the time you're going to come out and your promise going to be reassured one more time. And after this year, you shall see offsprings in the spirit. I'm speaking children coming into this church and they're going to fill the pews. It's hard to believe, but the Lord said and it'll come to pass. Church, elders, deacons, I am telling you, don't give it up. This is your time and hour. There may be people looking, watching, or serving you, but there is an hour has come. Three people, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost has visited this church at Kelgore. Hallelujah. Give God a big hand offering. Give him a big hand and say, Lord, I know you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power that is worketh in us. Budarashaka. As God permit, I probably will have to preach about the Holy Ghost tonight more. But let me say this. As they come in there, the promise was reassured. And she couldn't believe. Neither could he. But I tell you something. Whether you believe it or not, if God said it, he will fulfill. I could tell you hundreds of stories. Even though I'm a missionary, you know, I don't come around talk about stories. People recommend me to talk about it to get more money and stuff. See, I didn't come to America to get money. Money is essential. It took big money to come here. But one thing God sent me for is to let you know, don't you ever get desperate over the promise God has given. It will come on due time. It will come on due time. Your promise is here and it will, you will deliver your promise in the due time. In the name of Jesus. So this boy was come into existence. His name is Isaac, a woman and her husband. Praise God. Both are sad, especially the woman. Even at this time, there are women totally depressed, hurt, need healing. The Lord is speaking to me this morning. The Holy Ghost, the Father, and the Son has visited you this morning. And with the life-giving spirit called the Holy Ghost, going to minister into lives, going to give birth to people. And they will be brought into the kingdom, into the church. Anyhow, this boy was born. Until that day, sadness. What they call the parda, they have the covering with a black outfit. Never can show their face to public. But this woman was sad, so depressed. But her day has come. She gave birth to a child. And they call him Isaac. You know what Isaac means? Laughter. Where there is sorrow, where there is heartache, where there is misunderstanding, where there is rejection, you see, this morning I'm telling you, those homes that's going through real severe depression and heart pain, inner struggle, I'm telling you, laughter is born into your home. Come on. The promise is Isaac. The name means laughter. No more sadness. No more sickness. But you're going to have, ha ha ha, laughter is born. Joy has come and eternal glory has revealed in the life of Abraham, and it is true in your life. If you believe, clap your hands and say, it's my day, it's my time, it's my time to fulfill promise in my life. This boy who is laughter grown up into a full man. Come on. Not only the promise, but there shall be a growth in that promise. Hello. Hello. God did what he said. Now he will let it grow. Then Abraham came to know that this son is time to have a wife. He's mature enough to have a family. See, just like our culture, my son Ren and Phoebe, they never met before their marriage. All they did, they only saw one time. Phoebe lived in America long enough to know better. Ren never came to America. But he just saw her, they may have talked to each other 10 minutes. That's all they did. And I said, what's up? What do you think? He said, what dad says goes. He's sitting right there. I said, no, not what dad says, what you say. No, what mom and dad say, I'll go. I said, go talk to your mother and your sisters and they'll decide, not me. Because I never got enough blood of America in me. By French fries, hot dog, what else? Chevrolet, apple pie. So there's a lot of American blood in me, a lot of salt and sugar in me from America. But I'm telling you, we got a happy family there. So just like that, now the culture you have to realize. Abraham chose the man in charge to go and meet. See, Old Testament is types. Amen. A typology, in typology, types could be an object, a person, so forth and so on. Now here the type is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. God the Father, now there's a type on this earth, is Abraham. For God the Son, there's a type called Isaac. Come on, someone say amen. I just don't want to be emotional only. I want you to get some news. That's about the Lord. And now there's another type. Eleazar. He is a type of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Now God the Father have a desire as the church grow up into maturity. Amen. He wants his son to marry, amen, or prepare a bride for him. Who is going to get that bride for Isaac? Did Isaac met somebody in the internet and chat, send messages and talked, lied to each other, finally got together, separated on the third day? Hello? As I was coming, I talked to people about Jesus. I met a Hindu Indian doctor. We were both waiting at the lounge in Dubai. I asked, she just talked to me. I talked to her and I find out she's a surgeon and she's a young doctor. So I talked to her about Jesus. And then she talked to me and she said, I asked her, do you have any children? And she said, no, I just got married for only 2 years now. I don't have any children. Then I start talking to her a little bit. And I said, how did you meet your husband? She said, he is a Sikh. It is not the same as a Hindu, caste. But he is a Sikh with a turban, type person. And she is a pure Hindu. I said, how did you get together? They don't do that much. But they said, it has changed. Internet has brought us together. I don't know how long they will go together, but they probably, hopefully they'll go together. But let me tell you this. In those days, there was no internet. In those days, there is responsible people who go and look after and pick up a wife for this man. Now, Father God sent his son to this earth whereby he can save us. That is the power of the blood. Amen. Abraham said, when you go, make sure you pick a wife from my family. somebody not outside of the family. Hello? Hello? The blood is the same. So if you are born of the blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost is looking into you and getting into a place where you could be the bride of Jesus Christ. I hope you get what I'm saying. Only from the same blood that you can have a bride pick up for Isaac. When Eliezer went, make sure you pick from the same family. Not from any Gentile people. Not from the unsaved. Not from the filthy gang. Not from the wretched group. Not from the modern society. But pick someone from the same family. What makes us family? Blood. Hello? Hello? You heard this. Blood is thicker than water. Amen. Amen. So he went there and he saw this girl. I don't want to explain a lot. So now who is making the selection for the bridegroom? Holy Ghost. Typology? Eliezer. See, and this young lady should be blameless. Yeah, people, I don't see much people who are not married, single people may not be here. But let me tell you, don't look in the internet, get somebody. Make sure if you are born again. Amen. To me, water baptized, spirit filled. If you live a separated holiness life, then look for someone of the same brand, same breed. Then your life will be wonderful. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my children. I thank God for those because they stand for God. Hello? 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 Make sure that you choose as per the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, this girl called Rebecca, as she was there, now we will get into the Holy Ghost deal. Her father and the brother and sisters asking, are you willing to go with this man? Hello? The question is, I'll preach about Holy Ghost more in the evening. I got only 5 more minutes. It's always, if you are in the spirit, time goes very fast. You know, in time past, even in India also, it's changing. People come to church, no watches, no clocks, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, nothing. They can just sit there and enjoy the Lord. Hello? No hunger pains. I missed that one. Hello? Come on, people, smile. If you don't like it, smile anyway. Now listen. Now Eliezer is in the home. He is explaining about the master's house. The master, Abraham, my master, he is a rich man. He got cattle, he got gold, he got silver. He is fabulous, he is wonderful. He keeps telling. Then he says, I am recommending, I am here to select a woman for his son called Isaac. Hallelujah. God sent his son. And they called him Jesus. That is my bridegroom. That is the bridegroom of the church. After explaining the details of this young man called Isaac. Hallelujah. About the home. We all sing, but we never think of it. We sing. When we all get to heaven, we don't even know about it until we come to church. We should be thinking and talking and sharing about that wonderful man called Isaac. We should talk about the Father God and the house that he's prepared for you and me. But we don't do that. I heard someone saying, well, I know, I lived in America long enough to know this. See, if two of you go to work, and normally in the morning, as you come and somebody pick the other person and driving for 20 minutes to work. Do you know both of them will never say, anything other than a good morning, they will say nothing. When they get to work, they just rush there, punch the clock, go to work. This is exactly what you are doing with the Holy Ghost. But when we sing, we'll sing. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. But you are not doing it. You are keeping quiet about him all the time. People don't like to come to church and get excited because they have no practice as such dealing with this man called Eliezer. Amen. Come on. Come on. There is no experience that they have with Eliezer. See, the very time Rebecca met Eliezer at the well, what he did, he has exchanged gifts to her. Come on. Hello. Hello. There were bracelets in his hands. There was, you know, necklaces. There was things right on her feet. As she come home, big sound, giggling, voices. The daddy and mommy and the brother and the sisters ask, where did you get them? Whose is this? She said, I met a man. His name is Eliezer. He came all the way back there. Oh, behind the desert. Oh, he came to select a wife for Isaac. Hallelujah. These are the things that he gave me. See, if you are a church going to be going with God, when Jesus comes, you should be filled with the Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Once you meet this man, you never wanted to stay back home. You want to go home to the land where who are called to. Hababa Shatara. It takes a Holy Ghost to prepare you and me to come to that place where the bridegroom will look at you and be pleased with you. Come on. Come on. It is a daily process. It is a day by day process that you walk with him. In the New Testament it says, they are led by the Spirit of God. They are the children of God. There is a journey that she started. Look at the power of the Spirit. Came all the way there, chose a girl, and the thing of it is, she has to decide whether she wants to go with this man. Church, it's up to you. If you want to be filled with the Spirit of God, shout, dance, amen, speak in tongues, prophesy, have visions, oh hallelujah. I know I travel a lot among the holiness churches. There's no more vision. There's no more dreams. No more speaking in tongues. We come. We have a ritual. We go home. The Lord is not coming for someone who doesn't have any communication. Unless you know someone, how can you love him? You know, it was in the practice of India, but when I lived in this country, I have dated. I know what dating is. And see, when you date someone, I mean, you may share time, not a whole lot. But once you are engaged to someone, you want to talk to that person. And then even back then, you don't have cell phones that much for many of you. You can hardly have a phone call, but that person either come to your house or meet someone and you want to talk to that person. Church, us, the bride of Jesus Christ, how much time you are spending with the Holy Ghost, whereby you can communicate to the Father, to the Son? Or are you be people like the man, the two people traveled in one car, never said a word? If there is love in you, your heart desire to speak to that person. I remember the first time I met you, your wife talked my ears off. I'm not looking at her now. She keep telling me how you guys met and how often you wanted to meet and how hard you tried. Same with everybody. Don't laugh, okay? Why? There is a desire in the heart to be with, to talk to the person whom you're going to spend your life with. People, we may not have a television. We may not have so many things that the world has. But yet, if you are not put your heart in the heart of whom you love, you have lost, you have missed a life in this earth. Happily, you could have communication with God. Amen. My time is up. I want to bring it to, not to a close. If God willing, I'll talk about the Holy Ghost tonight. And what happened when the first century, when the Holy Ghost was poured upon. Right after they received the Holy Ghost, Peter, John, they were walking towards the temple. In the name of Jesus, they saw someone there. In the name of Jesus, saw someone there begging. People are begging. They may think they need money. They may think they need food. But you should know, it is not money they are begging for. It is not possessions they're looking for. They have a soul. And what have you to give? They just came out of the upper room. They said, what I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. This is the time and hour we should express the power of the Holy Ghost, that which is deposited in you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. His hips, his knees, his ankle were strengthened. And he stood up, merely standing up there, leaping, jumping, praising God. You know, I called my wife this morning. Well, she called in Skype. She was there. She was telling me what happened church. Of course, last night was our Sunday day. So she was explaining to me what my son-in-law, you know, there to look after the church and all. But she said there is 15 people on the wheelchair were there. Hindus, Muslims, nominal Christians. Everybody have one problem. Their spinal, they broke their back. Everybody only function from here up. Their hands will function, but heart function, of course, but they are on the wheelchair. They never could walk again. They think they need some kind of help, which we do give them. And we are starting a project whereby they can come and they could do something, because we're going to buy them soap powder, oil and different things to make soap, candles, umbrellas and stuff like that. We provide them with the raw material. They should work with their hands and they could go out with that and sell and buy their livelihood. This morning I'm telling you, I believe some of them going to be rise up and be walking. Not only for food that we are seeking them. We want their souls to be saved. Their body be strengthened. Even in the past year, God has done miracles after miracles. Because the Holy Ghost worketh in us mightily. I see a greater ministry. This is not the end of the journey. The journey only began. Many times thought of giving it up. But the Holy Spirit is saying, you're going to see with your own eye some lame jumping up, not only physically, mentally, emotionally. They're going to be people spiritually coming back and strengthened and prepared for our great bridegroom called Jesus. My time, I want to pray with you. Tonight I'll talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. And how Holy Spirit will enable you to be an effective witness. How Holy Spirit will come in and fulfill and clean up and will strengthen and also will fill everything that is empty, and he will replace with joy that which is wasteful. Tonight I will pray with sick people. Tonight I will have the word of prophecy from the Lord. And I know there's going to be a change from this time on. He said, are you willing to go with this man? How much importance you are given to the Holy Ghost? Jesus saved my life. He's the most important person. I agree. But Holy Ghost also is an important person. He empowered me. Empower me. Hallelujah. To live a healthy life. Would you please stand on your feet? I know it is your style to have piano, organ, something going. If you want to, you could. Because of the time limit, I close this service. But the question, what are you doing with the Holy Ghost? You want to go with him? If you do, you got a long journey in this wilderness. At the end of the day, you will see your bridegroom in an open place called than the skies. If you want to receive the message, say, I receive it. I am willing to go with the Holy Ghost. Wake up in the morning, talk with him. He is an advocate. He is a helper. He helps you to pray. He helps you to witness. He helps you to have a victorious life. Just like the preacher taught you this morning, lest of the eye, to overcome that, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You cannot do it in yourself. Psychology cannot help it. Money cannot buy it. But it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to have a victorious living. Open that mouth. If you receive the Spirit of God, open that mouth and speak with tongues in the name of Jesus. The Spirit maketh intercession. Hallelujah. This morning, and we don't know how we ought to pray, but the Lord has sent the Holy Ghost whereby we could pray. Every inner ache, every heart pain, every brokenness in you can be mended, be healed with the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, talk to him. Oh, when you talk in unknown tongues, he that speaketh in unknown tongues, he speaketh unto God. You know, he said, until you endued with power. When the power came, oh, Bible says that they all filled with the Spirit and they spoke with other tongues. I know we are clean people. We are good people. That is not sufficient. We need more than that. We need power. We need power. We need anointing. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Ghost every day. We need to be abiding in him and he need to abide in us. In this wilderness, as she was traveling in on the back of that camel, there is somebody speaking to her about Isaac. When was the last time you heard from the Holy Ghost about Jesus? When was the last time you opened that Bible and the Holy Ghost spoke? It is his book. It's all about him. Oh, it's all about him. It is all about him. It is all about him. Open the Bible. Bodha Khanda Baba. If God willing, I'll continue to preach tonight about ask the Holy Spirit hover over the water. In the depth there was darkness. The Holy Ghost was upon the water. And how it changed. He spoke. Let there be light. Tonight, God going to speak to many people. Oh Rabba, those things that are empty and wasteful. The Holy Spirit is ministering to my heart. There are going to be fulfillment, satisfaction. There shall be answers. As he says, let there be light. In my spirit, the Lord saying, there is relationship that is in darkness. No fellowship. Some of you live in the same house, but no fellowship. the relationship is in total darkness. But seek the Holy Ghost. He is over you. He is all over you, upon you. But the thing, you are not speaking that which God said. You are not reading that which God said. Read the word of God. It will bring light in that broken relationship. Some of your people live in darkness, totally in sin. But the Holy Ghost is seeking for someone to come by and say, let there be light. Unless there's a preacher, how can they hear? Unless somebody go, how can they preach? The Holy Ghost is ready. Are you ready to go with Him? Buddha Kamba Maba. As I request you, would you please come around the altar and pray, and I turn the microphone to our pastor.